He also was chairman of the board for the communications companies Piedmont Publishing Company, Triangle Broadcasting Company, and Summit Communications. Dr. Donald Menzel, a director of the Harvard College Observatory, a respected astronomer who led a double life. He became a widely known debunker of UFOs after writing three books in which he explained away most reports and dismissed others, saying, "All non-explained sightings are from poor observers." However, physicist Stanton Friedman, after studying Menzel's unpublished biography and interviewing his widow, discovered that Menzel had been a covert consultant for both the CIA and the NSA with a top-secret ultra-security clearance. This was verified in a letter Menzel wrote to President John F. Kennedy, in which he mentioned his intelligence work, stating, "I have been associated with this activity for almost 30 years, and probably have the longest continuous record of association with them." Menzel also worked closely with the State Department, especially on Latin American affairs. Just before the outbreak of World War II, Menzel unsuccessfully tried to interest the Rockefeller Foundation and Howard Hughes in funding a high-altitude observatory at Boulder, Colorado. In Menzel, we find a man who, while publicly known simply as a notable astronomer, had intriguing and high-level intelligence connections. General Robert M. Montague, a military man with no known corporate links, who nevertheless was the base commander at Fort Bliss near El Paso, Texas, in 1947, during the time the paperclip scientists worked there. He also served as director of the anti-aircraft and guided missile branch of the Army's Artillery School, as well as commanding general of the Sandia Atomic Energy Commission facility in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from July 1947 to February 1951. His responsibilities included security at the White Sands Proving Ground. Montague was at the center of the controversies concerning both the Roswell crash and the paperclip scientists. Dr. Lloyd V. Berkner, who worked under Vannevar Bush as executive secretary of the Joint Research and Development Board in 1946, and headed a study that resulted in the creation of the Weapons System Evaluation Group. Berkner was also a member of the 1952 CIA-sponsored panel headed by Dr. H.P. Robertson, who deflected public attention away from UFOs by concluding that they did not constitute any direct threat to national security.